Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in on this. Gosh, it's Monday night. This weekend has thrown me off completely. This Monday edition of the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. Really glad that you guys are here reacting to Ole Miss's loss in the regional final 12-11 to Murray State, sending them on to face Duke. That'll be in Durham in the Super Regional. Ole Miss, as you guys know, had a chance, if they would have won today, to host a Super Regional for the first time in quite some time. They were unable to do it, and they were unable to do basic routine things today, and that's the story of this game, and really that's the story of the regional. There are three like basic facets of the game of baseball. It is pitching, it is defense, it is offense, and two of those three things, they were absolutely pathetic. Basically all weekend, their offense bailed them out to this point. Their offense also produced yet again today as well. They just could not keep Murray State and anybody off the scoreboard this weekend, and it was due to poor pitching and also really, really, really poor defense. So we're here to react to it together. I think the best thing to do is just to kind of read your comments. I've got a couple of thoughts, but I'll just read your comments and we'll react to this together. Here, I'll go ahead and put the little scroll up there for us. And we'll react for a little while to Ole Miss getting bounced in their home regional to the four seed. As you guys know, that has happened before. We'll do all that after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Toyota of Brookhaven. Check them out at toyotabrookhaven.com or on exit 40 in Brookhaven. You do not have to live in the area to shop there, because I'm telling you, you want a car buying experience with people that are going to take care of you, that actually care about you. And that's what's going to happen at Toyota of Brookhaven. You're not just dollar signs to them. You're a person. Especially, by the way, if you tell them that I sent you, you'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. No, you don't. Oh, this goes to show how I'm running on fumes. I'm mixing my reads. If you tell them that I sent you, you will get $1,000 off on me, any in-stock new Toyota. That was embarrassing, but that's okay. I do embarrassing stuff all the time. What's not embarrassing is shopping at Toyota Brookhaven, one of the best service departments in the state. Interest rates as low as 1.99% on a new Tundra if you want a new Tundra, but their used inventory is outstanding. Check them out, toyotabrookhaven.com. They will deliver. So the offense was good enough tonight. I mean, they scored 11 runs, had 10 hits. So I'm just not even going to really talk about that. Although they didn't get off to the best start. Let's just throw that aside, because that wasn't the problem really all week long. So it was, what, 6, 8, 11, 19, and 11 runs they scored. And they lost two of those games. Think about that. 6, 8, 11, 19, 11. And they lost two of those games. They produced offensively, mostly through the long ball, but they produced. They were good enough there. It's the other two things. Pitching was not great at all. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they threw Morris, McCausland, Maddox, Nichols, and Elliott tonight. And they gave up 12 runs, but here's the thing, guys. Only 7 of them were earned. Only 7 earned runs for Ole Miss. But, I mean, those are the guys on the hill that you kind of expect to keep your opponent off the scoreboard for at least fewer than 12 runs. And some of their pitching issues, they're going to have to recruit themselves out of. Some of their pitching issues, they're going to have to develop their way out of. And also coming through the loser's bracket is a problem. The thing that I've been harping on over the last few days with you guys, and the thing that stands out to me the most, is not even pitching. They did not get good pitching performances this weekend. There's no doubt about it. Murray State, Georgia Tech, everybody. I mean, they did not do a good job of fooling their opponents all weekend, right? So I'm not absolving the pitchers from blame either. But that was a weekend filled with some of the most pathetic defensive baseball that you can see, especially with a regional host and a team out of the SEC. Ole Miss was one of the worst defensive teams each of the last two seasons. But, I mean, and it's not just that they like don't have guys that are good enough to make certain plays. What was the most mind-blowing about the way they played is it was mental. mental things they did poorly. The inability to field a weak ground ball to first base and to know what to do when that happens. How many times did that happen this weekend? It was just over and over and over again. Early in this game, you had an instance where Hooks and Furness both ran to the ball at the same time and nobody at all was covering first. You had a really, really bad error from Udermark, just ball right under the glove. And the game, the spread of the game at that moment was pretty wide. That kind of felt like it was a quitting thing, but just ball just right underneath the glove. And then a couple of times, no, three things in the outfield that are just absolutely infuriating and I think indicative of a lack of attention to detail. You had early in the game, it happened from both Humphrey and also Federico, where there's a base hit, runners on second, there's a base hit. They have no chance at throwing out either runner. Like, it's not going to happen. They have no chance. They're not necessarily good enough to do it anyway, but they're not going to. Like, the throws weren't even close. They're not getting there in time. And instead of holding the runner at first, both of them pulled up and just heaved the ball towards home with absolutely no shot at getting a runner out. I mean, both of them just heaved it home and allowed the runner to advance to second. And then both times those guys scored on a base hit, just boneheaded, just poor situational awareness from your outfielders. And then later on in the game, just a little base hit past shortstop, and Sanford in left just is just lazy with it. It just gets out hustled and guy stretches a double out of it because you take too long just getting the ball in. They were pathetic. And what, again, it's not a skill issue in a lot of these instances. It's a lack of either focus or attention to detail. I don't know what the case is, but seeing a couple of situations in which they got out-efforted in their home regional, like the single that stretched into a double because of laziness, or just heaving a ball home instead of doing the smart thing and holding the runner at first, the inability to field, like we said, I mean, we went through it a second ago, but the inability to field weak ground balls to first base. You had two egregious errors from your shortstop. You had one from second base today. I know Furness got hurt and he had a really good weekend at the plate, but a pretty awful fielding weekend from your first baseman. And a lot of these things were not scored errors, but they're plays that should have been made and they were not. And that to me is the biggest glaring thing about this weekend. It's not even really pitching. To me, it's about that. It's the laziness, the sloppiness in which they played defensively. And how much of a tone that sets for the rest of the game. I mean, every game this weekend, they started off early by shooting themselves in the foot and allowing their opponent to jump on them by giving them free bases and free runs early, and that sets the tone for the entire game. So I know you guys are going to talk a lot about Mike and stuff like that in the comments. So we'll get to all that in a little bit, but that was the one glaring thing to me. I don't know who is in charge of how they're set up and how they're handled and how they're coached defensively. I mean, in part, if you're a college baseball player, you should be able to just know how to do some of those things by now. But there was real issues with the mental side of the game, and whoever's coaching that and whoever's allowing that to happen, that should not be allowed to happen. You should not have everything that I just listed, because almost all of that is just mental, and it was all weekend long, and that's just simply unacceptable. Sometimes you're going to get beat. It'd be different if they just lost a regional where they played well and they just got beat. Like, that happens in sports. You just get beat. They beat the hell out of themselves. Like I said, 5 unearned runs tonight. 5 of the 12 runs that Murray State scored tonight were unearned. They repeatedly shot themselves in the foot, and it's inexcusable. The way they played defensively is inexcusable. There's... You cannot just run it back as is. Whoever, and anyway, We'll get to your comments in a second. Long story short, that is the big glaring issue with this team this weekend. They had a major opportunity with a home regional to beat Murray State, and you could not get your team to be mentally locked in for it. And that is a big, big, big problem. So we'll get to your comments after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. They're the ones that you check out online at absms.com. And if you tell them I sent you, you get a complimentary office technology assessment. So if you're a Mississippi business and you need office technology, anything from copiers and printers and mail machines to cloud storage, data security, IT projects, phone systems, whatever it is, if it's technology that you need in the office, absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered. Also, Priority One Bank, they make you their priority every single day with their online banking platform. It's a one-stop shop. All you need is an internet connection, and you can do whatever it is that you need to do with your money, because Priority One Bank, they make you their priority, just like they make me their priority every day. Now what? That sucked. You got to recruit like hell, and back to the drawing board. I think that you can't just completely and totally run it back as is. There needs to be some kind of reshuffling, some kind of restructuring. You can't continue on like this. Yeah, there's got to be some kind of change. The way they've played defensively for the last 3 years really is just deeply unacceptable for an SEC team. You say time for Mike to go. Unless he retires, it's not going to happen. Drawing a line in the sand, officially out on Mike Bianco as the head coach. Can't hit, can't field, can't throw strikes. It's awful. Man, I'm just not going to blame the offense. Look, I know that the approaches, when you watch Murray State and that offense approach things, and then you watch Ole Miss, it's clear that they're very different, right? But they produced runs. They produced enough runs to win games this weekend. Again, 6-8, 11-19, 11, and they lost two of those games. Didn't even bother watching the end of the game, knew what was coming, didn't want to subject myself to that crap. Problem is, they really fought. They really fought to come back, and they made it interesting, and they gave themselves opportunities and could not capitalize on them too. Horribly coached and executed regional. Absolutely no excuse for it. The coaches and players failed, choked in the postseason again. 2022 almost seems like a distant memory because it was 3 years ago. Now, that's a long time. This weekend was the epitome of Bianco's career in many ways. You feel for Hunter Elliott. Yeah. Are we watching the official dethroning of the SEC's chokehold on college sports? Are we in the middle of what will be a 30 for 30 in 10 years called SEC? I don't know. We'll see. Basketball most definitely has a chokehold on the sport right now. It was a great year for basketball in the SEC. I mean, a great year. Baseball, not so much. I think football's going to be fine. Can Ole Miss afford Bianco's buyout? They don't want to. They certainly don't want to. The SEC got embarrassed. For the most part, it did. Please fire Mike. So sick of him. Problem is, guys, getting to a regional and hosting a regional was going to be the thing. Unless I am totally misreading the situation, getting back into the postseason was enough to save his job. Getting back into the postseason and hosting a regional was enough, absolutely enough, to save his job. And maybe things have changed since then, but that was enough to save his job. Outcome won't change from year to year unless there's significant changes, unless something significant is done. I can't read tonight. Sorry. Whew. So disappointing to watch 3-6 strike out. Yeah, that's Smithwick watching that fastball right down the pipe go by. And that was a really good at bat, too. For that to end that way was tough. Keith has proved he's not firing him. I still think that financially it's just kind of not in the cards right now. They could afford it, but they're going to sell out season. We had this conversation before. The buyout is huge, and that's a self-inflicted wound. Don't get me wrong. I'm not like that. That's a self-inflicted thing, but the buyout is huge. They made the postseason and hosted a regional, and they're going to sell out season tickets again next year. Where is the incentive for Keith Carter to make that decision when revenue sharing is here, $20 million, the budget's gone, fans demanded and got a heavy increase in basketball investment in ways that I never thought Ole Miss would. And then obviously football is getting whatever they need and whatever they want. Baseball is going to make money. It made money this year, and it's going to make money again next year. And you guys are going to buy every single season ticket available. So where's the incentive? In this era, it's much harder to fire a baseball coach with a significant buyout. I think for years the SEC has had a monopoly on talent and depth. They're still the most talented, but I think there's no denying the hoarding of depth has been significantly diminished. Yeah, I mean, Kirby Smart cried about that. I guess it was last year, right, at SEC spring meetings. I can't remember where he did it, but he was talking about how he just can't build the depth anymore. And it was supposed to be taken as, oh, no, this is terrible. And then everybody's reaction was, wait, that's awesome. Good. Good. I'm so glad Georgia can't stockpile that talent anymore. But it's possible that that's what's going on here. It's embarrassing and unacceptable and preventable. Ole Miss fans should not support this anymore, but they will. But they will. But yes, their performance on the field in two of the three facets of the game was absolutely, unequivocally embarrassing. That's the only adjective that you can use that adequately describes the way that they did basic things for the entire regional. Relatively sure can pull enough cash to fire Bianco. I mean, maybe they can. I have not talked to anybody for a few weeks about this, but the one time that it was after the state series that we talked about it, it was a very definitive, oh, hell no, this is not happening thing. So yeah. Can't fire Mike now, probably next year though, or get him to retire. Maybe that second one. Bianco overachieved this year. That's the truth. Of that being said, can't drop a home regional with a chance to hope a super. I mean, you're exactly right. The old two things can be true at once thing is, yes, this team overachieved relative to the expectations going into the season. They got back to the postseason. They hosted a regional. Everybody would have taken that. But then they get to the regional, right? They're the 10 seed. They get to the regional, and they're at home, and they lose to Murray State twice, by and large, because they played bad mental baseball. Again, it wasn't that they just got beat. They beat themselves by doing stupid things. Not even just errors. Like, forget the Uttermark error. Forget, like, that kind of stuff. The inability to field and understand what to do on a soft grounder to first. The laziness in a single out to left, not getting it in time and giving up a double. The two outfielders just heaving the ball in instead of holding a runner at first. Those kind of things that they failed to do over and over and over again. It's not that they lost. It's not that the season ended here. It's what it looked like as the season ended where it did. Bianco will always do just enough to justify keeping his job. When the day finally comes for Keith, it is going to be a very hard call. Yeah, completely unprepared all weekend. Just hosted a regional at Swayze. No one expected that this year. Not a bad season when looking at it overall. No, not a bad season when looking at it overall. Their performance, though, on the games that count the most was unacceptable. Both of those things true at the same time. Murray State coach circles around him. How about that offensive approach from Murray State? Just locked in, man. Even late in the game last night, they were still putting – I mean, they were getting absolutely smoked last night. And they were putting quality at-bat together after quality at-bat together despite being blown out. If I had to call it right now, what kind of season do they have next year? basically identical to the one they just had. They'll get some good players out of the portal. They'll be competitive every week. They'll be on the fringe of hosting. I think it's going to go down just like that next year. Scored a lot of runs, but only got a handful of hits in most of the games. Can take walks, get hit by pitches, can't get singles and doubles. It's abysmal. Yes, the approach is it's frustrating at times for sure, but man, they scored enough runs to win. Now the long wait for football. 89 days away from football. 89 days. It'll go by quick. It'll absolutely go by quick. Bianco fan and supporter, but be careful what you wish for. We should have got out of this regional, but we didn't need, but didn't we need more pitching? And that will come from NIL money. It wasn't just pitching, though. That's the thing, man. All the stuff that I've mentioned with defensive lapses, and then the thing with Chang yesterday. Drop third strike, and instead of trying to hightail it down first, and you just walk back to the dugout. Just the attention to detail, the focus was severely lacking this weekend. So it's not just NIL money in pitching. My God, that's the thing here. I'm not going to do the they didn't have enough money thing. Not going to do it. Do other teams in the SEC have more than this team did this year? Of course. Would you like to compare the salaries between Ole Miss's players and Murray State's players? Would you like to compare the salaries? Because we can do that. I have a feeling that Murray State, I don't have a feeling, Murray State doesn't have the collective salary of one of Ole Miss's players. Starters, anyway. I don't know this part for a fact. I would bet that there are multiple players on Ole Miss's team that make more than Murray State's entire roster and maybe Western Kentucky's entire roster combined. I mean, we can't do the money thing when we're talking about Murray State. Can't do it. They were significantly better than Ole Miss this weekend, and they're not getting paid the way Ole Miss is getting paid. So, they just need more money. Murray State didn't need more money. They went into Oxford and just hit the crap out of the baseball all weekend long. They're getting paid in free donuts at the local coffee shop. That's what they're getting paid in. So, three of the last four home regionals, completely embarrassing. 2021, they barely made it out. Swayze sure does lose a lot in the postseason, no kidding. Losing the mental aspect of the game is his MO. Baseball is directly competing with football and basketball for NIL, and man, it's going to be a harder sell after this weekend for sure. There are some baseball loyalists, and look, I'm one of those people that thinks that you can compete in all three. I do think you can. I think you're showing it. I mean, money was not the issue this weekend. It was not. So I don't want to hear that. I do think that you can and should try to win in all three. But it's obvious where fans are a lot more confident in feeling good about their programs, and it's football and it's now basketball after the Sweet 16 run with Chris Beard. Baseball is really well supported. The crowds this weekend were incredible. They were absolutely incredible. But the way that people feel about the programs, baseball is a distant third among the big three. And it should be. Crowd gave everything they had to try and will this team to perform to an acceptable level, and they just refused it. It's maddening. Officially a Little Rock fan the rest of the way, powerhouse program. Mississippi State just did a big boy hire, and they are pouring money into all three sports. I would not describe what they're doing in football, pouring money into it. Their basketball team is well compensated. Their baseball team is well compensated. They are definitely trying in football, and they're paying their football players more than they did 2 years ago. There's no doubt about that. Pouring is not the adjective that you would use to describe football right now. They are not pouring money into football. They're trying, but it's the investment's not the same compared to their peers, the way baseball and even basketball is. If LSU loses to Little Rock, that's an all-time shocker. They're the worst team in the field by a long shot. Yeah. Completely lost the goodwill he built up over the course of the season, by and large. Just pain. Yeah. We'll say props to Murray State. They did what they had to do and were the better team. Ole Miss refused to change and they got destroyed. Those dudes can hit. Should hire Murray's coach. The path to Omaha was right there. It was right there. I mean, beat Murray State and you have a home super regional for the first time since 2009. That's a long time ago, guys. Don't let that hitting coach leave Oxford. Should recruit the left-handed hitter. That's a double magnet. Yeah, Mercer. He's got eligibility. If Arkansas doesn't win one finally with this field remaining, I don't know if they ever will. No kidding. Is it Mike's only job defense now? I mean, some places the hitting coach also handles defense. I don't know. Do you think Ole Miss has a chance to get to come back? Any of the juniors come back? Yeah, I mean, yeah. I would encourage them to strongly invest in the portal and get guys that can do both or do more than just hit home runs and not do anything else well. There's no dominant shortstop defensively. Can Pano develop? Bianco history says no. Well, I mean, you say that, but they've had really good shortstops over the years. There's a cultural barrier that is preventing this program from winning in the postseason, especially at home. I'm way behind on these comments, but I'm reading them as fast as I can. The rest of the SEC choking in regionals does not excuse what happened here, one iota. Yeah, and I'm not going to entertain that here on the radio show tomorrow. You're going to get a lot of, well, look, this team lost too. Don't care. Don't care at all. And it's just like if a kid's like, well, Dad, Johnny got a C too. And don't care. Did you get one? Well, then that's all I care about. I'm not going to do that. Well, you just got to tip your hat to Murray State. No, you don't. They came into your regional and punked you. You don't have to tip your hat to anything. You can't move the goalposts. The goal was to get back to the postseason. Yeah, I mean, in order for him to retain his job, that doesn't mean the way they performed is acceptable. Yes, the goal was to get back to the postseason. They did that. And then when they got there, they played embarrassing baseball. I mean, you can't also watch what they did and say, well, that was fine. You got to be able to – you can't have mutually exclusive thoughts on this season and the performance that they put on the field. Can't do it. Both of those things are true. They got back on track this season. They embarrassed themselves in the regional. Mike deserves next year. Doesn't mean he's in the good graces. Generally think they need a different hitting coach relying on the long ball for way too long. Yeah. Does he get fired after next year if they don't make past a regional? I don't know. My guess would be that it would go down a little bit differently than a straight-up termination. Overachieved in the regular season and then had one of the all-time worst moments in the program. It's not 2018, but almost back to square one before the season. It's not too far off. Bianco did a great job. I am a fan. Do we agree on everything? No, but did he get the best from his players tonight? Yes, great season, I believe. I just disagree with you. They absolutely did not get the best out of that out of their players tonight. Not anywhere close. Maybe out of the roster in the regular season plus the SEC tournament to get to hosting, they got a lot out of that team. This weekend, they did not. Literally as golden of an opportunity as you could get, have a path to Omaha, and they did it to themselves. Another one, this could have been a launching point for the back half of his career, but now maybe that could be the back-breaking blow. team didn't deserve to host. Yes, they did. Their resume was absolutely that of a host. They did deserve to host. They blew it when they hosted. Their resume was absolutely worthy of a host. They just didn't play like a host when they became one. Sloppiness early was simply inexcusable. Is that who I think it is? What's up, man? Am I crazy for thinking that Ole Miss should field a College World Series team every 3 years or so? No, you're not crazy at all. Nope. Other programs do something similar. What do I think Keith Carter does with his deal? Nothing. Just keeps it as is. Trailing 12-3 to Murray State at home in a regional championship is unacceptable. At one point, it was 17 hits to 2, not to mention the fielding, of course. Yeah. Really, what kind of brought Ole Miss back was the fact that Murray State just completely ran out of pitching, but truly lost in a lack of consistency. When did Bianco lose this within his team? These issues used to never exist with the program. Do not know. Standard for Ole Miss is minimum supers every year. That I think is a little bit of a too high. I mean, getting to this essentially the Sweet 16 every single year, that's a little unrealistic with a sport like baseball. But more often than they go presently. It's called nuts when I said was more worried about Murray State than Georgia Tech. I remember them taking them to the ropes earlier this year. With that said, Rebs exceeded the expectations. Murray State's coach makes $75K. It ain't about money. Is that really what his salary is? So then, yeah, Ole Miss has players making more than Murray State's coach. Is that really what his salary is? Dan Circa. Let's see. It's so funny that it doesn't even really come up. So I'll take your word for it. I'm not getting anything on Google, though. Uncomfortable stream for sure. About as close as 2018 as we'll get. Makes for an interesting comment section in Twitter discourse. Oh, yeah. Horrendous play in the field and Murray State being better on the coaching front costs. Yeah. At what point does a baseball program like Ole Miss get tired of losing a regional at home? You said Ole Miss can't move on from Bianco, but State did it, and you celebrate it on Sports Talk. Two different situations. Chris Lemonis' buyout was significantly cheaper. He was 3 years removed from three and a half years removed from the national championship, in which they missed the postseason twice and then got bounced from a road regional and then started 1-9 in conference play. If Mike Bianco starts 1-9 in conference play or 1-8 in conference play next year and Ole Miss fires him, I will agree with that decision. Mike Bianco's contract is significantly larger than that of Chris Lemonis's. Mississippi State is choosing to spend in ways on baseball that pretty much no other program in the country is willing to spend. So those things are not parallel. They are not equal. Austin with the super chat. Thank you, man. You absolutely did not have to do that. Leaving Swayze right now. GG Murray State need to say something about the anti-SEC thing on social media. They hate on us, but if given the chance, the schools will crawl over broken glass to join it. Of course they would. I mean, the discourse around especially football is becoming irrational and hilarious. I mean, you've got, you know, Ari Wasserman, who I really, really like and I think is smart and does a good job and cares about college football, pretending like Michigan and Ohio State winning the last two national championships has something to do with them being allowed to pay players now. I mean, just total nonsense, as if those programs haven't been blue bloods forever, as if Ohio State wouldn't have made the playoff. And the only reason why Ohio State was able to make the playoff was the expansion, not the paying players thing. as if they both don't have recent scandals of cheating and paying players. I mean, just total brainworm stuff. Total brainworm stuff. But thank you, man. I really, really appreciate you. Money's not the issue. No, it's not. Tennessee Tech had different bats from what I remember. No, I mean, Ole Miss was tight as hell that day. Was it every game left in the sixth inning today? Part of me felt bad about it, but did you really think Ole Miss was coming back to win that for a moment? Yeah, I did think that they were going to come back. Just got done walking home from the game. Maybe the best atmosphere I've seen. It's a shame that it didn't end better for you, but it looked like you guys were having a lot of fun in the last couple of innings. So emotionally drained because as a crowd did literally everything we could to get them back in it. Sounded good. Murray State doesn't have a hitting coach. Talk to one of their players' parents. The head coach does hitting. Was a D2 player. He just wants it. Hire him tomorrow. Hire him tomorrow. Hire him tomorrow. That was so impressive. Just subscribe. Hey, appreciate it, man. Of course, anytime. What grade do I give the season? B minus, C plus. It was a passing grade. It was a passing grade. But nothing to celebrate. So, yeah, B minus, C plus. I mean, they had a regular season that ended with a winning SEC record. They made a run in Hoover and were the number 10 overall seed. It's not a failure. It is a passing grade. Got to give me a hard disagree with the assessment of interest in baseball versus basketball. I think historically they're at best around the same. I know about how much money it makes. We'll just disagree on that. They are not the same at Ole Miss. The baseball and basketball interests are not the same at Ole Miss at all. Baseball in the Mike Bianco era has definitely drawn more interest than that of basketball. There's no doubt about it. Ole Miss basketball had, in March, a home Saturday game where there was, 4,000 people in the arena for that Oklahoma game? That crowd was awful. Awful. And that was a team that was going to make the tournament. That's a home game on a Saturday. Nobody was there. That was a bad crowd. The people that were there were lively, but the arena wasn't close at all, close to being full. No, baseball has more fan attention at Ole Miss than basketball. Basketball is building. I think that Oklahoma aside, the attention being put on it was really good. Our radio audience seemed to be really interested in it, as did you guys here. The radio audience significantly larger than this, of course, but still. To get back to the postseason was for Mike's job this year. He gets next year, but the good feelings are gone. The program is not in an acceptable spot. Wound is fresh, but where do you think this will rank in all-time worst moments in Ole Miss baseball? Not as bad as Black Monday. Not as bad as a couple of the things that happened before my time. Like the Texas and Virginia losses. But yeah, this is the next thing. Because it was just a regional. It wasn't a super. You didn't have to get beat twice. You were the one that got beat twice. But yeah, this is way up there. I mean, they've had other really embarrassing home regionals as well in the not too distant past. So pitching was a disaster all weekend. That's why you lost. It was, but 500 runs today. If it's 3 instead of 5, Ole Miss wins. More than likely will never be fired. He'll be given a chance to step down, and he deserves that. Yeah. Where did the pitching staff go? Gave up less than 5 runs in the SEC tournament. Now can barely have a scoreless inning versus a Missouri Valley team. I mean, maybe a little bit taxed as well. but it's a good question. Mike's record at Swayze in postseason is the most frustrating part of his entire tenure. Yeah. Six regional and super regional losses at home. Man, that's awesome. I'm glad. I haven't seen your name in a while, man. It's good to see you. I basically am a hermit here, though. That's why I don't do, I don't get to go up to Oxford as much. I'm chasing my 5-year-old around. So that's really, it's like work, radio show, 5-year-old. And that is just like what my life is. But man, it's good to hear from you. Good to see you. Hope you're doing well. What I think the expectations should be between the two baseball teams in Mississippi, basically the same or different. With what Mississippi State is now investing in baseball, their expectations should be higher. If the numbers start coming out, you guys are going to be shocked at how much they're going to start spending on baseball. They very well could be, they could have the most expenses for baseball in the country now moving forward. And could is probably an understatement. I think they're going to have the most expensive in terms of like investment putting into it for baseball in the country. Cops giving out MIPs in the student section. Did that really happen tonight? Really? Oh, give me a break, man. Play long ball. Too bad couldn't add small ball to the mix, but without Coach Bianco, Ole Miss would likely not be on the national scene. That is true. That's why he'll get a statue in the stadium named after him to some degree when he leaves. Would I be surprised if he announced his retirement in the coming days? Yes, I would. It would surprise me. He's still young. Although, man, been doing it a long time, made a ton of money. I don't know. There was an old rumor that they offered him that opportunity not long ago and they were told no. So I don't know if that's true or not, but you've heard rumblings within the program that Bianco's been behaving differently, particularly this week. Retirement wouldn't shock me, but I'll believe it when I see it. There you go. If I had to guess what the total number amount for NIL in baseball, and oh gosh, I don't know what it is at other schools. I think this roster, I don't know. I probably shouldn't even answer because it might not even be accurate. But what, 2 million, over 2 million, roughly? Have no idea about the others. You see Florida State and Clemson fans clowning and every SEC team for losing. They both just tried to sue the conference they reside in and currently because they want to join the SEC. Yes, they do, and they're trying. And well, I think we talked about it on here. The ACC signed their own death warrant recently. So conference has got 5 years before it folds. How will Hunter Elliott's legacy be remembered now that it's all wrapped up? Is he one of the all-timers? He should be one. I mean, he was integral in the national championship. So he should be. Didn't get the longevity because of the injury, but yeah. Oh, geez, Pat. Oh, man, you're funny. Ole Miss can do all three major sports. I think so. Little Rock has some solid players. I'm hoping that was just a typo, their triple masks. Although, why is that the word that's popping up there? Murray State threw two guys who both ended up over 150 pitches on the weekend, and they shut down Ole Miss for the most part. They were mentally tougher than Ole Miss was, it seemed. No offense to the young man. I'm sure he's a great person, but if you had to put blame on one person for today, no, right, in your sentiment, you said it's not entirely his fault, but my gosh, Will Furness sold the bag today. His fielding sucked. He was not good fielding his position this week. Hit the ball great for the most part. Really well. Did not field his position at all. Came down to defensive errors, truly. Yes, it did. may have lost, but the best you've ever seen Swayze, you think? And being in person, seeing Elliott after, that was tough, but great season from what they're predicted to be. Multiple tickets and one arrest. What a joke. I mean, what a joke. If anybody got an MIP in the student section, they better have had a reason to ask for ID. Point those kids my way. There you go. Good. Yeah, because that's what a joke that is. Another super chat. Thank you, man. Really appreciate you. Say it blows me away when Ole Miss fans compare them to State. They wouldn't love to have our resources in all sports. Not trying to sound elitist, but it's not close. They are changing baseball for sure. They are upping the ante majorly. What did I think of what Wake's coach got caught saying about Andrew Fisher? I did see that. If it is what he said, he will probably get in trouble. He will probably have to issue an apology. And was any single human being actually offended or hurt over what he said on a baseball field? Nope. They weren't. But there still will be, if that is in fact what he said, there will be some serious repercussions and there's going to be some think pieces written and all that stuff. And not a single person that pretends to care actually cares. Sorry, I know that's political, but that is the truth. Not a single person is offended, actually truly offended by what he said. Not one person. They might pretend to be online. Nobody's offended by what he said. Elliott technically isn't done unless he wants to be. He has a year of eligibility left. Could get paid enough to stay, but after already having an injury, maybe he just wants to go pro and start that clock. I don't know. We're seeing why Ole Miss has been passed by a program like Tennessee. They might be a-holes, but they are mentally tougher and just flat out better coaches and players. Yeah. Stayed very late after the game. The guy who took it the hardest was Elliott. Felt very bad for him. Had to be comforted a lot. Oh, that's a shame. That is a shame. But he was awesome this weekend, so at least he got to go out like that. What about the drama between Florida State and Mississippi State? The umpire is the one who handled that the worst. I mean, players chirp. You know, as coaches, you got to calm the guys down a little bit. You do. But players chirp. So the umpire can't be running coaches and stuff. Give them warnings. Tell them if they do it again, they'll get run. But don't make yourself part of it. Say Ole Miss does make a change after next season. Do you think they look at Murray State's coach? Is that a fair ask? No, it's a fair ask. It's I would think that even though they were really impressive this weekend, you would go bigger game hunting than that. But I mean, there's no way he's getting paid a ton. I certainly would try to get him on your staff, even though it was just one weekend. It was really impressive, though. What did he say? I'm not going to repeat it here because it'll get flagged. YouTube will flag it and take this video down. Don't want that. Felt the offense was sleepy, showed spark, but too late. Being held hostage by Mike, essentially, is another one. Elliott was destroyed after the loss, I imagine. So, yeah. I will tell you from postgame, Elliott's gone. Never seen a player that upset after a loss. It's a shame. Hunter Elliott, like Nikhazy before him, is Ole Miss baseball. Yeah. What did Kevin O'Sullivan say that got him in trouble? He, because of a one-hour delay, he, on two separate occasions, verbally, I mean, just went after, I mean, the language and everything, just nuts. Just nuts at apparently the grounds crew at Coastal, an associate AD for Coastal, and then the on-site NCAA reps there. And there's two separate videos. It's not the same incident. It's two separate incidents where he is acting like an insane person at them because of a one-hour delay. So, yeah. I appreciate you guys. Hey, no stream tomorrow. This will just replace tomorrow's. We'll be back on Thursday. We'll be back Thursday. That we did one every single day this weekend. So we'll take tomorrow off, and we'll be back on Thursday. We'll start talking football is what we'll do. It'll be time to turn the page to football starting on Thursday. I think my plan for the summer, so like next Tuesday, I'm taking little man up to Nashville to go see Team USA soccer play. So that'll be an off day. I think the 3rd of July will be an off day. So we'll miss a couple here and there. I will probably end up doing just like 2 live streams a week through the summer until SEC media days, and then we'll pick it back up. I'll let you guys know that there's just very little that happens over the summer that requires 3 actual live streams a week. So I'll let you know ahead of time. But in the meantime, we're just going to kind of stick with this for a little bit. And I'll see you guys on Thursday. So we'll be back on Thursday. Appreciate you being here. Time to turn the page to football, guys. 89 days from right now. Well, shoot, 89 days. The game will be over in 89 days from right now. So we'll be live right here on this channel recapping the game 89 days from now. So see you guys then. Appreciate you. Enjoy the rest of your night, and I'll see you Thursday.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.